your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Melt City, hot, hot, hot sauce. Just how spicy can these sauces get? Where did they even come from? Outer space? Earth? Satan? By the way, some people actually believe that. What are the health benefits and the side effects from hot sauces? Well, join us today as we try to find out, because hell is hot and so is this episode.
Hi, and welcome back. So, hot sauce. Well...
Wait, did you say some people believe in hot sauce coming from Satan?
Yes, that's right. In my research, I discovered, especially early on when hot sauces hit the scene, some people in villages believed that hot sauce was from the devil. Because of the side effects, it would make you sweat, stick your tongue out, huff and puff, eyes would start to water, so they probably thought that the person was being possessed. Lol, that, and it makes you grim. Again, that was back in the days. But some people have played on these myths. There's actually a hot sauce out now called Satan's Blood.
No way, bro. I can't believe that. That's impossible.
Yeah, I found it hard to believe as well. But you can Google it. It really exists. I think you can even buy it on Amazon. I'm sure Niz would have loved this hot sauce episode. I think it's actually made from hot sauce. He loves the spicy stuff so much. I bet he has hot sauce running through his veins, lol. But since Niz got kidnapped by space aliens and is no longer here, how about you, Sol? Do you like your hot sauce?
Yeah, I do like it, but only have it occasionally, as I can't tolerate as much as I used to back in the days.
Yeah, I used to be able to handle a lot of spice. Not so much now. Any idea where hot sauce comes from? Take a guess.
My guess would be Chile. To be honest, somewhere in Mexico.
Not a bad guess, Sol. Well, actually, its first appearance traces back to the ancient Aztecs in Mexico. They began cultivating chilies as early as 7000 BC. And hot sauce has been a key component of Mexican cuisine and culture ever since. I was gobsmacked when I discovered that hot sauce is that old. I mean, 7,000 BC, fam. Now that's going back in the day.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's some interesting facts right there.
Okay, some history now. In the 16th century, the New World planned.
New World Order, NWO?
Well, as I was saying, the new plan was carried across Europe into Africa and Asia and was altered through selective breeding. One of the first commercially available bottled hot sauces in America appeared back in 1807 in Massachusetts. Few of the early brands from the 1800s survived to this day. However, Tabasco sauce is the earliest recognisable brand in the United States hot sauce industry, appearing in 1868. And as of 2010, it was the 13th best-selling seasoning in the United States, preceded by Frank's Red Hot Sauce in 12th place, which was the first sauce used to create buffalo wings.
Yeah, I've tried Tabasco sauce. Do you know they have mild ones too?
Yeah, you can get different strengths. Most takeaways that sell food with added spice, they actually ask you for your preference. Would you like it mild, hot, very hot, for example?
Sup, bro?
Yeah, I agree, as people have different tolerance regarding spice. But getting back to the history, I didn't know Tabasco sauce was that old.
Chili peppers are believed to be among the earliest plants cultivated by humans. Their use goes all the way back to the beginning of civilization. Archaeological digs have found evidence of chili peppers being eaten as far back as 7,000 BC. Several millennia later, chili peppers would be domesticated. It was around this time the earliest hot sauces were invented. This shows that humans have a long history of using them as condiments to enhance the flavour and nutritional value of foods. Early hot sauces would have been consumed on early versions of the corn tortilla.
Adelante, pásele, joven. Quesadillas, sopes, gorditas, tostadas, flautas, pambazos, tlacoyos, tacos de bistec.
They consisted of the peppers along with the water and perhaps herbs. In short, the Aztecs are the ones who invented hot sauce.
Thanks, Dims. I've just learned something new today. But I've got a question. How did the chili pepper got over to Europe and elsewhere?
Well, probably got something to do with the arrival of Columbus. At the point European conquerors arrived in South America, the Aztecs were growing several strains of chili pepper, but the hot sauces were still very simple, since they lacked the ingredients that Europe would later introduce to that region. These included onions and various spices. The Europeans would return to Europe with chili peppers. From there, they would spread throughout the world. The peppers became popular throughout Asia, but especially in Southeast Asia, among the cultures that prize spices and spicy foods.
Ah, that makes sense. I see now why South Asians love spice. Anyway, I was surprised to know that the bottle version came from America.
Make America
spicy
again.
That's right, hot sauce in America. Some of the first commercially produced hot sauces showed up in Massachusetts in 1807. These sauces were also sold as cayenne sauce. There are very few surviving bottles of these sauces. Much of what is known about them comes from the newspaper advertisements of that time. A New York City company called J. McCulloch and Company would produce a bird pepper sauce in the mid-1800s. During this period, Cornell Mansoul White grew the first crop of Tabasco chilies. Cornell Mansoul White would start the practice of bottling and selling hot sauces made with chilies.
So Colonel Mansoul White actually invented the Tabasco sauce?
Well, I'm coming to that, Sol. For many Americans, Tabasco sauce is the quintessential hot sauce, which means the answer to your question, who invented hot sauce, would have to be Edward McElhenney. He got seeds from Cornell Mansoul White and started growing the peppers in Louisiana on his Avery Island plantation. Over the following years, McElhenney's Tabasco sauce would become a crucial phenomenon that paved the way for every other mass-produced hot sauce to come. Its initial success was largely a result of sales to hotels and restaurants rather than to the ordinary consumer. After the immense success of Tabasco sauce, many different manufacturers would try their hands at developing the hot sauce in the early 20th century. These include Crystal Hot Sauce, which is a brand that still exists today in Jamaica. The Pica Pepper Company would start producing their unique variations of the product. The Crystal Hot Sauce and Tabasco Pica Pepper Sauce is still made and sold to this very day.
Wow! Never heard of Pica Pepper Sauce, but I have heard of Sriracha Sauce.
Yes, Sriracha sauce is a baby compared to Tabasco sauce. The world of hot sauce would not see any major developments until 1980, when David Tran started his company, Hoi Fong Foods, the maker of the famous Sriracha sauce. David Tran was a Vietnamese refugee, and his company was named after the ship he took from Vietnam. And he named the sauce after the Thai city of Sriracha. The sauce consists of chili peppers along with other flavourings, additives like garlic and sugar. Sriracha sauce would go on to become a worldwide hit.
So, if you had to choose, which would you prefer, Sriracha sauce or Tabasco sauce?
Well, to me, hot sauce is just hot sauce. You consume it until your tongue goes numb, so you don't really taste much anyway, lol. Right, Sol, are you familiar with the show The Hot Ones, also known as First We Feast?
Yes, I know it as The Hot Ones. I've seen some snippets.
Well, we're going to do our own version here today. Normally, they get a celeb or a special guest on. Well, we don't know any celebs. However, we do have a very special guest joining us today to do this challenge. Our old co-host and friend, Niz Nia. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember. He used to love his spices.
Welcome back, Niz.
Welcome back. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So where have you been, Niz? What have you been up to?
Just around. Around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't name any places, but I've been around.
Not seen you around, to be honest.
Sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Well, not local. I've had to, been getting around, expanding my horizons.
Horizons? Mm-hmm. Like sunset?
Yeah, sure you get around this.
Well, I've got the vehicle and the tools to get far and wide.
Right, okay. So, back to this challenge. So, what's this challenge then, Dibs?
So, as you can see, we have some lovely hot wings here. And three very, very spicy hot sauces that get hotter as we go on. So level 1, 2, and 3. Level 3 being super, super hot. So let's see who survives this challenge. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, have we got the mango lassi?
Yeah, you wuss, we haven't even started yet. Thought you were the spice guy.
Yeah, but remember what I said? In the Wet Your Whistle episode, I mentioned that mango lassi is one of the best tools to use when you need to soothe your tongue when you've had something spicy. It's better than fizzy drinks or water. That's Wet Your Whistle episode.
Okay, let's just get back to this challenge.
Right, come on, let's get you guys ready?
Yeah, come on.
Right, let's do this. Right, so the first sauce up we've got is
buffalo hot sauce.
It looks fiery, doesn't it? Like bright orange.
It is bright orange.
God, that's thick.
It's taking a while to come out of the bottle.
So the way we're going to do it is we're going to put one dab on each wing. Equal amounts. So I'm going to chow down and see who can do it first. Right, let's do this. Okay, so let's tuck in. It's the first one. Hopefully this is just a taster for what's to come. As I explain, they get hotter as they go on.
Okay.
So, get a good...
These good. Chicken wings look nice.
Yep. Okay, got a kick to it.
Straight away.
Actually quite nice though. It's not...
As soon as it touches your tongue, then...
Chong. It's already going
tongue.
It's not like a deadly spice. It's more like a salt is going for it. It's getting me, you know.
I've swallowed the first piece of chicken, part of it, and it's now tingling the back of my throat.
I wonder if it's one of them late kickers. Yeah, the roof of my throat.
I can feel it a bit on my tongue. I'm alright, but my throat.
Yeah.
I can feel it on the back of my throat. I've swallowed the second.
Got clean your bones, lads. Make sure the wings are nice and clean. Not bad, are they, the wings? Quite fresh.
Wait a second, did you put chili sauce on the wings as well?
I mean, the wings are hot on
its own. Yeah, the spiced wings. Come on, bro.
Oh, so what you like? The wings are actual hot wings.
It's a challenge. It would be a challenge if I did it easy. To start 1-0. So far, no one's reached for the milk. Remember, once you reach for the milk, it means you're a bit of a wuss. Water's fine. But no one's done that.
Okay, right, so this is a spice test, not a taste test.
Yeah.
It's more along that show.
Because I was going to say, I forgot to clean my palate before I tried one.
Well, you clean your palate now.
But then I'm going to lose.
Was that just an excuse for having some water? Why didn't you clean your palate? It's not a taste test. It's a spice test.
You're right. It's not a taste test, so let's move.
Stop trying to trick us, Nils. Undercover.
Wait a minute. I've not tasted my mango, but my mango lassi has turned orange. Have you put some chilli sauce in that?
No, I haven't. This. I think you're paranoid. Spicy, can't you?
That's right. I'm okay.
That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
You introduce it next up.
Right, so this is the next sauce. It's the Tabasco pepper sauce.
Classic.
The classic sauce.
So it's a lot more fiery than the first one. Mm-hmm. Moving up in spicy, lads.
It's a three flame. Okay, right.
That's if Niz can open it.
Yeah, it's pretty like child protection, this. It's got like one of those...
Saran wrap.
Yeah, but it's like those medical bottle caps.
Oh, okay. That means it's no joke. You hope you guys are ready for this one.
Here we go.
Oh, it's ready.
Well done.
Well done. Did something right, didn't you?
Okay, Niz? And the bottle, the top is a lot narrower.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they don't really want to give it a shake first.
Gone.
I guess they don't really want you to put too much on, do they? Well, oh my god, it's quite watery. The other one was thick, wasn't
thick,
it?
Thick, this is watery.
This one's watery.
Right. But if we don't put enough on, then it's not a challenge, then is it really? So, right, here we go. We'll try and keep it fair, you guys here. So.
You
coming
have to
out?
Shake it. You have to shake it.
You shook
no,
it?
No. When you're, as you're pouring it.
Alright, go on, you do it.
The ketchup bottle.
Yeah. What I was doing with the first one?
Oh, this is well watery.
But they've deliberately. That's one.
You know what? I think they've deliberately made it like that because it's really hot.
Right, that's one.
I was actually thinking maybe we should put this one on the chicken.
No, we'll just dip it in, that's the same. Because it's about three, yeah? Are we about right?
Are you happy with the quantity?
Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Right,
go on. I want the least one.
They're about the same.
The one nearest to you is the next one.
Put the lid back on.
Give it a touch more then, if you think really well, yeah. I'll do yours, I'll dip in yours then.
Right.
Right. Are we ready?
Yeah,
mate. Oh, come on, man. I'm going overboard now. I'll do it. Right. She's got the bottle for this now.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, right. My chicken. Oh, yeah.
Bismillah. Bismillah. You've got to get the whole thing, yeah?
Oh my god, even for a little bite, the smell.
Oh, I feel the spice in that. Solid eating super quick. That technique.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's much more hotter on the tongue.
Yeah.
I felt it straight on my lips.
Back of my throat.
Ooh, my lips are burning a bit now.
Back of the throat.
My throat's drying out. Oh, that was the first call.
And that was solid. Oh, that's a clean bone there.
Mmm. Flavour-wise, I think this tobacco was much anyway. Better.
Smashed it. Yeah. Still no one's reaching for the milk or the water. Yeah, soldiers here. Right. Yeah. Definitely felt that a bit more.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, feeling the sinuses a bit. I think so. I'm crying.
I felt that a little bit on my nose.
I'm crying a little bit. My eyes are watery. Right.
On this one, the edge of my lips are burning as well. Right, so the last one.
The hottest one.
The hottest one. Carolina Reaper sauce.
It's really strong.
Extra hot, four flames. Right, well this one's...
This looks quite...
Well, this one's got a wrapper. The cap is sealed like the corks are on champagne wines. Champagne bottles.
Food protection, here we go.
Yeah, that's another good episode. You should listen to that too. I wonder if these are protected under the...
No, no, come on. Let's get this show on the road.
Right. Oh, this one's...
Oh.
This one's in the
good
middle.
This is a good consistency. This one... Come on, easy. You're trying to kill us here.
Oh, this is kind of...
You've got to make them all even though. Yeah. Oh, God. This is the real test, lads.
Give Nismo.
Let's make it fair for now. Yeah, I know it's let's make it fair for now. Because this is no joke. Look at the colour of it.
This one's good. Consistency is in the middle of the Tabasco, which was watery, the buffalo hot sauce, which was very, very thick, and this is just in the middle, so it looks good. Right, let me dab my chicken in.
Right, let's do this.
Right I've so completely let's... covered mine. The plate is okay. Clean again.
Wait, don't worry. Catching up. Yeah, mine's are cleaner than yours, mate.
Actually, yeah, I'll have to.
Oh, I'm the cleanest.
I'll have to admit yours is a lot cleaner. But right. Second one.
Catch up.
There you go.
Right, he's caught up. Sol has left a little bit there.
How is it? There.
Alright, go on. There. Right. This, you ready?
Right. No, 1 second. Smell test.
Just go for it. Just.
It's not as bad as the
all in.
The tackle's a lot stronger.
Oh my god. My lips are burning. Feeling that. Nizzy machine, what are you saying?
I'm alright at the moment.
I keep alright. Sorry. Okay, enough said on that one.
I think the Tabasco sauce was a lot more stronger kick.
I don't think you put enough on then. It's definitely stronger. Look at Sol's face. It's great. Do I say it's not stronger?
I'll have to admit, no, this is not. The Tabasco is stronger than this, in my opinion. I'm surprised. That one's all right, actually.
The Tabasco was nice. The Tabasco was a demon thingy. My tongue's on fire. Sol, comments?
I'm spiced up.
Yeah.
Licking my fingers.
Showing off now.
Corona.
I'm going to give him a big like a dab of it, like a double dab, because he's like...
I will say my lips are tingling now.
But your tongue? Is your tongue not burning?
Not yet.
Back of my throat's gone.
Alright.
Oh, just before we go do this last one, I just remembered, if you remember in the Host at the Table episode, I mentioned that I did cooking with my son.
Yeah.
And we cooked a chili king prawn skewers.
Yeah.
And with that, was it the chili chicken burger? I think it was the chili chicken burger. And that with that, we cut the Bonnet chilies. He accidentally, as he was cutting them, touched the chilies with his fingers and then Yeah. Put it in his eyes.
Got to be careful with your eyes. So, as the show goes, they have a final dab. Yeah. To see. So, our final dab is basically we poured each of the sauce out again. So, it's going to be like a cocktail. It's a concoction. We're going to try and finish a plate of these sauces. So, it's level one, level two, and level three all in one on one chicken wing. You guys ready for this? Right, and again, same principle. So you can either mix it up, he's mixing it all, or you can go for one.
So yeah, so I'm mixing mine and just marinating the chicken with the entire sauce, all of it.
We should have filmed this.
Yeah, I think that's our next. Only problem is I can't get it all on.
Should have already filmed it. Yes. But it's just still, you've left a bit, but I don't think you can get.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna use my finger and I'm gonna put it on the chicken.
But. Okay, that's fine.
Don't.
Yeah, you lick that up.
What?
You can lick it up at the end.
No.
I thought you were the spice master.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a crazy I'm licking it up.
No, or with your finger, like you just did now. Yeah. No, I'm similar to you, yeah? Yeah? Clean. Can't argue with that, mate.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, yeah, okay? It's the same as yours. Well, Saul's going for it now.
Saul's going for it as well.
Oh, he's dropped half of it back on.
He's trying to put it on.
And that's a little trick. Yeah, pretty much caught up, I'd say.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Okay.
Ready?
You call this the mix.
This is it.
Cocktail. Oh my god. Crazy. So many flavours all at once.
I can't feel the spice now. Nah, in the heat. Tastes nice though.
Oh yeah, I can feel something now. Definitely my throat is burning. I think this one was the best one. Sorry,
but taste-wise as well. So don't touch eyes. Some of you went into, don't touch eyes.
Wow, that is actually hot, actually.
This is what I was talking about. That concoction, I think we should just make one sauce out of it. It was quite an interesting, unique flavour.
Yeah, that was nice. I like mixing it all together.
Yeah, it was different. It's quite different. It wasn't one substance in it. It was all over.
Yeah.
It was like parts of it was watery, other ones
thick. Texture, then.
Yeah.
The texture came with the new recipe.
Yeah. I think we should have patented it.
Right, that's the challenge done. Thanks for that, lads. Thanks for joining us again, Niz. Now, don't you have other planets to conquer and destroy? So why don't you just bugger off now?
Yeah, go back to where you came from, you evil genius.
Ha ha ha. You'll be sorry when I destroy Earth and the entire history of Earth. Bye, Earthlings. Ha 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 ha.
Right, back to the show. Shoo, that's hot. The heat of chilies is measured in Scoville heat units, also known as abbreviated SHU, S-H-U. The Scoville scale was devised by a pharmacist known as Wilbur Lincoln Scoville back in 1912. Did you know chilies have more vitamin C than oranges, with about 242 milligrams for every 100 gram, compared to oranges, which only contain 53 milligrams for every 100 grams.
I didn't know that. That's some interesting fact. So should we consume more chili now instead of oranges?
How about you have both, Sol? Because they're both good for you.
Yeah!
And the goodness does not stop there. Chilies are also a good source of vitamins B6, vitamins A, iron, copper, and potassium. See, chilies ain't all bad then.
Bruh.
But they do burn your mouth.
Well, that's a capsaicin trick. Capsaicin tricks you into thinking your mouth is on fire by activating your brain's heat receptor proteins. So just remember, the next time you feel like your eyeballs are burning, it's not real.
So, it's a placebo effect then? I didn't know that.
Not quite placebo, more a trick of the mind. So, you want to just douse your mouth and your face to get rid of the fire. But you're not on fire, lol. And also, did you know, 1 in every 4 people throughout the world eat chili peppers daily? That's close to 2 billion people every day.
Wow!
That's a lot of people. I wouldn't have guessed it. I thought people would be afraid to consume it.
Oh, brother.
Well, seeds are your friend. Contrary to popular belief, the heat in chili does not come from the seeds, but from the interior veins of the chili.
Yeah, chili are really spicy, I've heard and seen. Milk helps.
Yes, milk will definitely douse the flames. And that's the casein, the protein in milk, ice cream, sour cream and yogurt. It breaks the bond of capsaicin, which influences the brain's pain receptors that cause that burning sensation. So make sure to reach for dairy and not water when you feel like your mouth is on fire.
For people like me, we will have to try alternatives such as honey and water.
Right, so does size matter? Generally, the smaller the chili, the hotter the burn. All of the world record holders have consumed chilies under 7 centimeters long.
And that's what she said.
Anyway, moving on. Have you heard of kimchi?
Yeah, I have. But tell us more about it for our beautiful listeners.
Well, kimchi comes from the Korean chili pepper known as the gochu. It is combined with the glutinous rice, fermented soybeans and salt to make a thick, sticky red paste called gochugang that coats the cabbage in kimchi.
Look out for kimchi sauces in the world food aisle in the local supermarket. By the way, is chili bad for your stomach? As I can't remember.
Chilies stimulate gastric juices and aid digestion. Just don't go overboard or it will aid the digestion a bit too much, if you catch my drift.
Okay, so what's the hottest chili then?
Well, a jalapeno is 250 times milder than the world's hottest chili, known as the Carolina Reaper. It ranges in heat from 3,500 to 8,000 shoes on the Scoville scale.
Wow, that's hot. That would make me cry.
And it's okay to cry. Hot sauces and chili stimulates nerves in your eyes and nose, producing tears and making your nose run. Well, that's what we tell everyone when we weep in agony when the burn is too much to bear. Chilies are versatile. They can be dried, smoked, pickled, brined, and of course made into a hot sauce. And they can also be used for medicinal purposes.
I didn't know that.
Well, you never heard of capsaicin rub? Capsaicin is applied externally and it can relieve arthritis and other aches and pains and is used in ointments and lotions.
Might keep one handy then. Any other facts?
The most commonly used peppers for making hot sauce is in the Caribbean, habanero and scotch bonnet, both close cousins in the chili pepper family.
Any more info on the world hottest sauce?
Depending on how you classify a hot sauce, this could vary. But pure extract based sauces, you have Blair's, 16 million reserve, and the sauce, which is 1.7 million shoes. That's scorching hot. For sauces with both natural chilies and extracts, you have C.A. John's Get Bitten Black Mamba 6, which has 6 million shoes, or Da Bomb, The Final Answer, which is 1.5 million shoes.
That's a lot of spice, right there.
Did you know chilies were an ancient cure for toothache?
I didn't know that.
Before they had laughing gas readily available, the ancient Mayans rubbed chilies on their gums to cure toothaches.
So forget Bongella, I'll start using chilies then.
No, don't forget Bongella, Sol. You're not living in the 1800s, lol. I'm just trying to show you how versatile chilies are. Speaking of which, here is another fun fact. In parts of Africa, farmers use chilies to deter elephants from raiding their crops because elephants can't stand the smell.
How is that possible? The elephants have a huge nose. You know the trunk? Not the boot. Ha ha!
Exactly.
Ow, I've just cut myself.
Relax, it's only a paper cut, Sol. You'll live. Would you like a plaster or some chilies?
Chilies?
Yeah, to stop the bleed. Cayenne pepper can be sprinkled into minor wounds or soaked into bandages to help stop the bleed.
I'll have a plaster, please. As you stated, we're not living in the 1800s.
Speaking of which, Tabasco was introduced in 1868 and is the oldest surviving hot sauce brand still sold today.
Damn, that's a long time.
And on that spice of a lifetime note, I think we will leave it here. Plus, my mouth is still on fire from that hot spice challenge earlier. But thanks for listening, Spices.
I think the chilies are getting to your head now, Dims.
I think you're right, Sol. And on that chilly note, enjoy the spice of life, guys. See you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.